Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, all of you beautiful people out there. Todd Starnes here. Ladies and gentlemen, you better buckle up. This ain't NPR. We just tell it like it is here on the Todd Starnes radio program. And we want to say thank you for making us your choice, noon to 3 Eastern. And we're going to be adding a few more stations to our lineup here over the next couple of weeks. And we're very excited to tell you about that. That information coming up just a smidge later. But all I can tell you is Jackson, Tennessee, Amarillo, Texas, you better get ready. We're going to be triggering a lot of liberals in those parts of the country. All right, I'll write down our telephone number. You're going to need this if you want to call in today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, real quick here, and we did this a couple of weeks ago with my book, Culture Jihad, and you guys were just amazing. And we had some incredible, incredible numbers. Well, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and folks, I'm telling you, you're going to love my brand new devotion book called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, co-written with my dear friend Michelle Cox. And we've got that up on the website. We'd love for you to go to Amazon and get yourself a copy. It makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift. If you're not sure what you want to get your mom, maybe get her some flowers and then get her a copy of the biscuit book. And I trust me, she's going to love it. Again, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And we'd love for you to head over to Amazon and get yourself. You know what? You can't just have one biscuit. Get two or three. Or if your Uncle Jerry, maybe four. All right, you're going to love it. All right, let's get to it. Folks, a couple of big stories. First of all, we have a massive, massive military audience. A lot of you folks are veterans. A lot of you folks are still serving, especially you folks over in the Morehead City, North Carolina area, Memphis, Tennessee. We have the big Navy base here at Millington. And I saw a story yesterday that really just blew me away. I could not believe it. I thought that yours truly, Todd Starnes, was being punked. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a crack news team here, a crack team of investigators. And we determined very quickly that we were not being punked. But quite frankly, we've got a serious situation happening in the Navy. So the U.S. Navy looking for a few good drag queens. And they've apparently found at least one. So the Navy is dealing with a shortage of personnel. And they can't figure it out. But at the end of this story, I'm going to help the Navy understand why nobody wants to join the Navy, why nobody wants to join the Air Force or the Army. The Marines so far are safe from the infestation of wokeness. But President Biden's woke Navy is now using an active duty drag queen to pilot a digital ambassador program. Now, what is that, you say? If you've heard the story of Dylan Mulvaney, and he is the wispy man who thinks he's a woman. But I got to tell you something. Even the girliest girl could smack that guy around. Take him out. Because he's no man, but he's certainly no woman. Man, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, Dylan Mulvaney is now the digital ambassador for Budweiser, the Lady Products Division. I don't want to get into that. It's the lunch hour. Maybelline, some sort of a hair shampoo. It's pretty disgusting. They don't want biological women to actually represent lady products. They would rather have a man who thinks he's a woman. So anyway, the Navy's doing the same thing. Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, has now become one of the Navy's first digital ambassadors. And I want to read to you the post. We have the video up on ToddStearns.com. And may I just say, as far as drag queens go, he's not exactly a looker, this one. Quote, this experience has brought me so much strength, courage, and ambition to continue being an advocate and representation of queer sailors. Now, the Navy says this is all part of its dedication to its mission statement, which I thought was to blow things up, kill the enemy, and blockade Cuba, as JFK once said. According to the Navy's official policy, our Navy is committed to enabling a workforce demographic similar to that of the nation that it serves. That's the latest from the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion policy. Well, as far as I know, there's not been a fairly large infestation of drag queens. I don't even think, in my neighborhood, I don't even think we have a drag queen. But the Navy's policy is a queen in every port. The Navy goes on to say, with nearly 50% of recruitable talent coming from diverse talent, the Navy must be deliberate to create a culture where every person, regardless of their background, has the opportunity to succeed. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the Navy's tip of the spear apparently includes a bunch of pronoun-confused, non-binary, pan-gender sailors, some of whom might identify as a blowfish or a dolphin. I don't know. But it's kind of creepy. Now, I just don't get this. Because I grew up in a time when if you wanted to join the military, it was to protect the country, not advance some sort of a weird, perverted agenda. But that's just me. Maybe I'm just old school. But the Navy clearly believes that a grown man wearing fake eyelashes and a skimpy dress will strike fear into the hearts of our enemies. Or they just might die laughing at us. I do not know. But it does make you wonder what John Paul Jones must be thinking. The first admiral of the fleet, rolling over in his grave at what the Navy has become. So I'm just curious here. I mean, are there a lot of drag queens that are wanting to sign up and serve in the Navy? And is that and quite frankly, that is a dangerous proposition because the drag queens and the stiletto heels with the rocking of the boat and the waves, I mean, you're going to have some injuries there. I'm just saying. And heaven forbid, you know, they're loading up the big missiles and whatnot. And somebody breaks a nail. I mean, has the Navy considered all of this? I don't know. But it does make you wonder what's really going on in our armed forces, does it not? Where there was a time in history where it was predominantly men who were fighting our wars, men who sacrificed their lives on the battlefield. And during World War II, we saw the Greatest Generation, and they were more concerned about killing the enemy as opposed to getting a spot on RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, what is the mission here? What is Biden's Pentagon trying to do? Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in serious times. Serious times. We are living in an era where we could very well be at war with China. And in the meantime, our Pentagon, our military, they're focused on social justice issues. They're focused on confusing people about their pronouns. And quite frankly, this could be the first war in history that we lose because you had a battalion of armed service members get triggered because they were mispronounced by the enemy. I mean, is that where we are right now? So anyway, I would encourage you to head over to ToddStearns.com, and you can see this video for yourself. And I'm curious, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, if your child or your grandchild was considering joining up, signing up, do you think this would compel him to do that or her to do that? Anyway, it's crazy. Anchors away. Anchors away, seamen. That's what they call them. S-E-A-M-A-N. The plural of that is M-E-N. All right, there you go. That's the latest from the battleground Another big story we've been following, this crazy, crazy story out of California, where you have the Rainbow Oaks Restaurant. It's a great patriotic restaurant, and they play the national anthem. We talked about this yesterday, and the restaurant owner is catching a lot of backlash because she is not backing down. She says that they're going to keep playing the national anthem, and we really don't care what people think. Her name is Janine Pollino, and she was on Fox last night. And she says, you know, I feel like if we take a few minutes out of the day to be grateful for the men and women who have made the sacrifices so we can stand up and say how we feel and how we felt. And she said, I wish, and talking about the critics, they realized, those men and women who made those sacrifices, that she was able to do that. You know, that's a good point. You got people out there, and by the way, most of the military members, everybody's conservative, all right? And they're conservative. They're out there fighting for the country. And they're even fighting for the right for these little ungrateful little snobs, snot-nosed snobs, to get out there and criticize the flag, criticize the national anthem. And it's really sad that people do that. But they do. And that is their right. They are allowed to do that under the United States Constitution. You know, I find it interesting, though, as I was reflecting over all of this, and we've got the story up at toddstearns.com. Not only is this restaurant under fire, but now you also have Mission Barbecue under fire, a great barbecue chain owned by military veterans. And every day they ask everyone to stop what they're doing at noon, and they salute the flag, and they stand at attention during the Star Spangled Banner. And I think that's a good thing. Nobody's forcing anybody to do anything, but it's just a noble thing to do. So anyway, we do that here at our radio station every day at noon, the station I own in Memphis, Tennessee. We stop at noon, and we sing the national anthem. But may I just say something, folks? What a mess the country's in. Have you noticed that? What a mess. I thought it was bad back when Miley Cyrus was mounting that wrecking ball and Lady Gaga was showing up to the concerts wearing a meat dress. Meanwhile, they were throwing people like Phil Robertson out of the out of the country because Phil stood up for traditional marriage, our friend from Duck Dynasty. But what a mess it is today. So get this. You got a constitutionally protected right to burn Old Glory, but if you burn a gay pride flag, well, you go to jail for that because that's a hate crime. And by the way, just until recently, it was okay for a coach to take a knee during the national anthem, but it was illegal for a coach to take a knee to pray. And we ask God to bless America. We ought to be asking God to have mercy on us. Unbelievable what's happening. All right, we're going to get to the phones here. We're going to take a quick break, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, I am going to weigh in on Trump and the debate with CNN. I know a lot of you want to talk about that. We're going to get your opinions on that. This is the Todd Starn Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
All right, well,
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Hey, want to give you an update on a story we've been following. Caleb Park, who is the managing editor over at ToddStearns.com, just sent this over. We've been waiting for the police in Nashville to release the manifesto of that transgender terrorist, and they were expected to do that, like, this week. I mean, it was supposed to happen this week. Well, now we're getting word that that's not going to happen. The Nashville Police Department saying that due to pending litigation, the police department's been advised by counsel to hold the release of records related to the shooting at the Covenant School. What's that all about? Caleb Park goes on to say, release the transgender killer's manifesto. The victims' families and public deserve to know, especially before any laws are changed in reaction to this mass school shooting. Caleb's absolutely right here, folks. They're going out there and claiming we've got to crack down on law-abiding gun owners because a transgender terrorist shot up a school. And they've got the evidence. They know why the shooter did what she did, but they don't want you to know. Folks, this is all about politics. There's no pending litigation. This is all about politics. That's what that is. All right, let's get to the phones here. A lot of folks wanted to weigh in. Let's go to Gerald in Brooks, Oregon. Wants to weigh in on the Navy story. Hey, Gerald, what you got for us?
Morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I did some time in the Navy back in the 80s, right before they allowed females on ships. And I have absolutely no problem with women in the military. I have no problem with women flying jets and women doing whatever they physically can do to serve our country in the time of war, which has to be the bar that's set for any of this nonsense to be dealt with. And the fact that we have people in the Pentagon that are political and act as yes men to whatever woke justification is put out there is the most unpatriotic thing. It's anti-American. And, you know, I don't know, Todd. I'm quickly losing faith in decisions that people that are supposed to be making the right ones definitely aren't.
No, I hear you, Gerald. I mean, they're on a mission, and they're using the Pentagon, they're using the armed forces to advance this radical social justice agenda on the country. I mean, that's what's going on. The idea that the face of the U.S. Navy is a drag queen, that ought to be sending off red flags all over the U.S. Capitol right now. Gerald, I appreciate that call. Let's go to William in Statesville, North Carolina. Hi, William. What's on your mind today?
Hey, this is William here, Todd. I hope everything's going well for you out there in Memphis, Tennessee. I tell you, you say it the best, I think, on Friday after your show, you encourage people to go to church. I think that's one of if not the only one left and the only defense that we have. And I tell you, my dad was in the Navy. My grandfather was in the Navy. I was not, so I'm not going to begin to know what the military is like. But I can about guess and bet that the military back in those days is not the same military that it is today.
No, sir, and it is not.
But I just will have to say that, you know, the one thing it says in the Bible, if nobody understands the Bible, that's fine. That's their choice. But the one thing you need to understand what it says in the Bible is the love of money is the root of all evil. If we understand that and that alone, that will be the start and the key to helping everybody in this world.
William, that's it, and I appreciate your call. We're about to head into break here, so thank you for that, William. And folks, we're opening up the phone lines. We're going to get into Trump and CNN. I have a theory about all of this. Also, Fox News has now declared war on Tucker Carlson. We're going to get into that, too. But seriously, all you military veterans out there and American taxpayers, do you believe that a drag queen should be the face of the U.S. Navy? 844-747-8868.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing good today. And by the way, check out ToddStarnes.com. We have some great stories, and you got to watch this video of the Navy's new ambassador. All right, before we get to Trump, Louise has been patiently waiting from Georgia, and she wants to weigh in on this drag queen story. Louise, what's on your mind? Talk to me today.
Well, I just think it's insane. I was in the Air Force 50 years ago, and I can't imagine even back then anything like this would have been laughed off. The seriousness of this, though, is that it would ever be taken, especially by the Pentagon, be taken seriously, and that they would mandate something like this. This puts us, I mean, we have security problems when we're doing things like this. And I can't imagine having anything like this even remotely considered at all.
Louise, it seems to me, and again, from your perspective as a biological female who served in the Air Force, it seems to me that women, especially in that first wave who were going in and joining, this is the last thing they want to see happen. They don't want to be stereotyped and mocked like one of these drag queens.
No. Oh, God. Well, we had enough. I remember when I went in and my father said, "Are you out of your mind?" And I said, "Dad, you know, that's the only way." Well, really, I wasn't a great patriot, but I want to do my service to my country. But I went in there for an education. That's why I went in there. And I served my time, and I got my education, for which I am very grateful. And I have benefits from VA, and I am very grateful for that. But this is a whole different thing. This is a whole different thing. And I'm hoping that, you know, I know that the House of Representatives are really chastising a lot of the idiocy that's going on, and good for them. But I'll tell you, Todd, this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing. This is going to open up Pandora's box of stuff that we have. Well, look at what we're dealing with right now. Look what we're dealing with right now. So I'm hoping that this does not happen, but God knows. I mean, I can't imagine having a drag queen on the side of a ship.
It's insane. Louise, thank you for serving our great nation, and thanks for calling in today. I get your point. My goodness. All right, thank you now. There you go. Well said by Louise, a great patriot and a veteran of the Air Force. Unbelievable. All right, so Donald Trump is catching a lot of fire, and so is CNN. This is a fascinating story. So for 7 years now, Donald Trump has been at war with CNN, the most profane name in news. Even tried to get, I think, little Jimmy Acosta fired back in the day. Little Jimmy. We call him Lil. Anyway, they've apparently patched things up. And so next week, President Trump is going to be on the air live for an hour in primetime for a town hall. And a lot of folks are really upset about all of this. One prominent Trump supporter called the invitation acceptance a Romney move, suggesting that Trump is going woke. I don't know about that. I'm going to take some calls on this, and then I want to share my theory about why Trump is going on CNN. But let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. We're going to start with Terry in North Carolina. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
I think Trump definitely should go on CNN. He needs to win independent voters, and that's the place to do it. I think Caitlin Collins will be tough on him, but if she's too tough,
okay, we're good. Did we block that, guys? We dropped that? All right, good. Can't use that kind of language on the air, Terry. All right, appreciate that. Let's go to Victor in Maryland listening to us today. Victor, what's on your mind?
Okay, I can think of maybe three or four reasons why Trump may be doing this. Number one, he wants to show people that he can take it, unlike Biden, who runs away from even answering questions. Trump will be there to answer questions. Maybe he's doing this to get back at Fox. You know, Sean Hannity's on at 9 o'clock, so that would take a lot of viewers away from, Fox. And also, with Trump going on here, maybe some people will wake up and see he's not a bad person after all.
Yeah, Victor, I like where you're going with this. And it seems to me that this may be more about Fox News than it is about CNN. And I think Trump is trying to stick it to Fox News Channel, because clearly Paul Ryan and the board of directors there, they control what happens over at Fox, and they are the anti-Trump network right now. No doubt about it.
Right. And also, when Trump is on there, he can say, where's Biden? Why doesn't he talk to you guys? He's hiding in the bunker or wherever he hides. I'm here out in the open.
Live. He's there live, so there's no editing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I like it. Victor, I like this a lot. And I do think, and my theory is, this is more about sticking it to Fox than anything else. And I like it that Trump is not afraid to go on CNN and go right into the lion's den. All right, Victor, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868. I know a lot of you folks are fired up over this, but you don't need to be. Let Donald Trump be Donald Trump. Let him walk into the lion's den and let him take on all of these woke leftists in the mainstream media. Let Trump be Trump. All right. Let's go. Before we go to the break, I want to go to our good buddy Mike in Chattanooga, the owner of Nuga Radio. Mike's always got something pithy to say here. Mike, I'm bracing myself.
I'll be quick, Todd. I love it. You know, you can't offend Trump. That's what's interesting.
It's
about
true.
That. And you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Get all the publicity you can. Are you kidding me? I think CNN is realizing they need him for the numbers. So do it. Get the viewers. Get the numbers. Whoever wants you on their TV or radio show, do it. That's what I say.
Mike,
yeah, the Communist News Network is what they are. But
huge. But think about this for a second, Mike. The CNN is not stupid. And I think they are trying to make some sort of a shift. And if this goes well for CNN, then this could go well for their numbers, but they're going to have to bring in some people like a Megyn Kelly or, you know, I don't think they'll do this, but a Tucker Carlson. And I think that literally brings life to CNN.
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine?
Now, I love news. Could you imagine Tucker getting on CNN?
Cooper would pee himself live on air. Oh, I can't believe they did this. Oh, the horror.
And then they bring Todd Starnes on TV.
Hey, now. They'd have to evacuate the building. My.
It's going to be fun to watch. I can tell
Mike, if CNN does the Todd Stern show, you're on the panel. You've got a you'll be the center panelist.
Absolutely,
I love it. All right, Mike. Thanks. Good talking. Wow, could you imagine CNN hiring Todd Starnes? Wow. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Again, a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, again, we've been talking, and we've got some new intel coming in on Tucker Carlson, but we know what Fox News did. So Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. They want to know if you want to see Tucker Carlson back on TV. It's easy to vote in the Newsmax poll. Just take out your smartphone and text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. I've already voted. Hey, you can too. Let your voice be heard. Text the word SKIP to 39747. And remember, millions of Americans are making the switch to Newsmax. Even President Trump says he loves Newsmax, and I'm with the big guy. So stand up for Tucker Carlson. Text the word SKIP to 39747 right now. We'll be right back. All right, good to have you with us today, everybody. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be. Let's go to the phones here. Phil in Alabama wants to weigh in on this big CNN town hall. Hi, Phil. What you got for us?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, I do think that it would be perfectly okay for Trump to go on CNN. I have no problem with that. I want to make a couple other comments. I hope he doesn't do any compromising while he's there, because I'm a Trump guy like you are, Todd, but there's some issues that I have with him that really bother me. I didn't hear this myself, but a friend of mine heard it, a reliable friend. In the rape trial that he had yesterday, he made the comment about he couldn't have raped her because that wasn't his type. That's out of place. That's a stupid statement, completely disrespect for a woman. So that bothers me. I wish he could temper that kind of thing. Number two, the gay issue. You know, he and Carrie Lake and Rick Grenell and had the whole fiasco there at Mar-a-Lago. I'm sorry, I can't compromise on that issue. Dog spoken, that's it. Number three, the issue with the vaccine. He's going to have to back off on that and say that was a mistake. You know, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. You know, and what are your thoughts, Todd?
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with anything you said there, Phil, and I actually agree with you on the language with the women, and it's, you know, I get it. That's who he is. I have decided, and I decided a long time ago, that my support for Donald Trump was really based on policy and not personality. Now, that being said, there are some issues that are, and I know where he stands opposite to me on issues like marriage and things of that nature. And I get that. But those issues have been decided by the court. So those are really off the table. And that's why I'm able to support this man. I will say this, if he ever goes pro-abortion, I'm out of here. But he's not doing that. He's the most pro-life president we've had. For me, that's the number one issue.
Right. I just had a little bit of hard time. And I agree with exactly what you said, Don. I have a little bit of hard time. You know, you can't totally separate policy from person. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. No, I get it. I get it, Phil.
And, you know, I couldn't vote for Pence. Pence was a complete disappointment on January 6th. I don't care what his testimony is. He cowered on January 6th when he should have taken a stand. DeSantis, I'm still not convinced at all that he's not part establishment. So,
well, I'll say this about Mike Pence, and it's important to remind people about why there's such hatred towards and anger. Maybe anger is a better word, anger towards Mike Pence. Because in December, just a couple of weeks before what happened on January the 6th, Mike Pence was out there speaking to crowds, massive crowds of people, saying that he was going to stand up, we were going to count every vote, we were going to get to the bottom of all of this, and then he just literally turns around and throws in the towel. And he never explained why he did that. And I think he owes that to the American people. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of folks have said, yep, Pence is not the guy. But you know what it is for me, Phil? When he was governor of Indiana, and he did a complete turnabout when it came to the religious freedom protection law. and he betrayed every single evangelical voter in the state of Indiana. I never forgot that. So,
wasn't aware of that. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
All right, Phil. Good hearing from you. Keep things real there in Alabama. Let's go to Georgia. Suzanne is on the line, wants to weigh in on Michelle Obama. We were talking about this yesterday. Hey, Suzanne, what you got?
Hey, Todd. I'm on several times, but I want to thank you so much for what you do. There's so many things to talk about, but I'm so upset. Every time there's a pundit on and they're asked, oh, if Michelle Obama runs against Trump, Michelle will win. We have to stop feeding into this narrative. It's giving her the election. It'll be a fourth term for Barack, two for him, Biden's term, and then Michelle. We really have to stop saying this. It's just defeatist. I'm really concerned about this. What do you think?
Well, I think that when Newt Gingrich goes out and says, yeah, we got to be worried about Michelle Obama, I think he's looking at the political cards. I mean, Newt Gingrich is a student of history. You know, he was a history professor in your state over at what is now, I believe, is it West Georgia University or something of that nature. Anyway, I think it's important to be aware. I don't think that just getting out and talking about it would compel her to jump into the race. But Suzanne, I'm telling you, Barack Obama had a major earthquake when he ran, and I think it's going to be twice that when she does, only because she will motivate a large demographic of the population that does not vote to get out and vote. And you've still got the establishment people that are trying to take out Donald Trump. It's a concern for me.
It is. And, you know, the thing is, Todd, I voted. I'm a Republican. People have to get out and vote. They can't just say, oh, it's a done deal. I don't care whether the elections were, you know, there was, you know, there's always been election fraud, and maybe more so, you know, in the past. But people have to get out to vote. They can't. What they're doing now is they're just, you know, we're like pit bulls. It's like a pit bull thing. What was it, Tucker Carlson, supposedly, you know, the reason why they got rid of him was because he came out and said, you know, I'm watching these things, and I'm watching these Trump people trying to kill this Antifa person, and I'm saying, yeah, go, go, go. That's what's happening, Todd. I myself was never racist. I find myself a racist now. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to fall into the narrative.
All right, Suzanne, we're going to leave it there, but you're not falling into the narrative, and you just hang tight. It's going to be okay. But I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, Michelle Obama got to pay close attention to that. Hey, look, I want to play some audio here. Our good friend Jim Gossett down at the Todd Stern Show Honky Tonk, and he's got a brand new, you know, I was asking, do we have any transgender country music songs? Well, by golly, Jim Gossett just wrote one.
Dylan Mulvaney has cost Bud Light whole lots of dough. Lost 26%, wonder how low can they go? Willie!
They're paying the price for their stupid marketing plan.
Hired a woman everyone knows is a man. Dylan's a woman that everyone knows is a man.
Well, let's steal guitar.
Bud Light drinkers decided that they'd take a stand.
This bonehead decision has ruined a popular brand.
Cause of a woman everyone knows is a man.
All right, there you go. Jim Gossett, now with the honky talking. Well done, Jim. We'll play some more of that later in the show. There may be a second first. All right, folks, hang tight if you're on the phones. We've got a great lineup coming up in the next hour. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We begin this hour off with some breaking news. And this will certainly affect a lot of our Atlanta area listeners. We understand there is now an active shooter on the loose in Midtown Atlanta. And, of course, it's a beautiful, beautiful spring day here in the southern part of the country. A lot of people outside having lunch. This shooting incident happened on West Peachtree Street. We understand hundreds of heavily armed officers are outside an area which is right outside of Northside Hospital. The shooter is still on the loose. There are multiple injuries. Now, this is all the information we have right now. Our team is going to be posting information on ToddStarnes.com. We'll have some video from the scene up momentarily. But again, multiple people injured. If you have any information about this, if you are an eyewitness, give us a call at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. But I know that area very well, and there are just a lot of people out on the street. So we don't have any other indication of what's going on other than an active shooter situation in Midtown Atlanta. All right, I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us a great guest from Missouri's 4th Congressional District, Congressman Mark Alford. And Congressman, we appreciate your patience as we deal with this breaking news situation out of Atlanta.
Totally understand, Todd. Hope you're doing well. We are at Whiteman Air Force Base, home of the B-2 stealth bomber, soon to be home to the B-21.
And you are surrounded by a lot of great American patriots, Congressman, I have to imagine. So much going on. And first, we shared this story in the first hour. The U.S. Navy now pulling a Dylan Mulvaney and using a drag queen as a digital ambassador to encourage people to join the Navy. Congressman, what the heck is going on?
We are investigating this. I have my staff get immediately on this once we saw the story this morning. This should not be happening. Look, we grilled Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Milley. We grilled Secretary of the Defense Austin about this, getting the woke out of the military. We did not meet our recruitment goals. Yes, I understand that. But we're not going to meet our recruitment goals by having drag queens trying to get people to join the military. That is not how we want to do business. So we are going to investigate this. As a member of the House Armed Services Committee, we are not standing for this type of behavior. You go woke, you go broke. It happened to Bud Light. We don't want that to happen to the Navy. And we don't want that stain on the U.S. military.
And Congressman, when you see what's happening with China, and there are really growing concerns every day that there is going to be some sort of an armed conflict between our two nations, you've got Taiwan at play, and then the Chinese look at us, and we're more worried about drag queens and diversity and pronouns than we are about killing the enemy and blowing things up.
It is a sad, sad state of affairs, Todd. We're Whiteman Air Force Base, and the Chinese spy balloon floated directly over this base a couple of months ago as it meandered its way under the power of the communist Chinese government, Joe Biden refusing to shoot this thing down until it got over the Atlantic, where it had already gathered information on U.S. intelligence. And, you know, China has to be laughing at us right now. This president, this administration has made us the laughing stock of the world. In just 2 short years, they've taken this great nation and they have driven it into the ground. They've driven the economy into the ground. They've driven our society into the ground. They've driven our military in the ground. We are not standing for it.
And nor should we. And that's one of the things I appreciate about you, is that you've taken a rock solid stand on these issues. While all that's happening with China and the military, Title 42, ending soon, and we are expecting God knows what to happen at the southern border. What are you hearing? What can you tell us?
Look, we have been asking the president, I think most people, most sane, reasonable, rational people have said, get the military down there. Stop this illegal immigration. These illegal aliens some 6 million that have come across since Joe Biden took office are destroying our nation. And now he's going to send military down there, right? But to process more people coming across, it's not to stop them at the border. That's what we need to be doing. Texas Governor Abbott is doing that with what he can, the power that he can with Texas officers. But it's got to stop. We've got to get some sanity back into the border situation. Close the border. Secretary Mayorkas is lying. He needs to be out of office. We need to do something to stop the illegal flow of illegal aliens into our nation.
All right, Congressman, while all that's happening, I mean, you guys have a full plate down there. Debt ceiling negotiations, the Biden administration calling this emergency meeting, not for today, but for next week. But they're also saying they're not going to be compromising. Does the Republican Party and do the House Republicans have the backbone needed to not back down here?
Yes, we do. Kevin McCarthy is resolute in that we pass this legislation to get Joe Biden to the negotiating table like he said he would several months ago. He was late getting his homework in, that being the budget, a month late. That set things back late. But Todd, you know as well as I do, this is the Democrat playbook. They lie, cheat, and they steal. And they are lying about what we want out of this whole deal. We're not cutting Medicaid. We're not cutting Social Security. We're not cutting VA benefits. We just want to get the spending back to where it was 4 months ago, and we want to claw back some of these unused COVID funds that have not been dispersed yet, and we want to defund the 87,000 IRS agents that this president is trying to sick on the American family. We're not going to have that. We've come up with a reasonable, rational approach to increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion next year, give it one more year, and then save the taxpayers over 10 years $4.8 trillion. This is a great starting point, and yet the president refuses to speak. Now he says he's going to meet with Kevin McCarthy, but it's going to be more like a photo op. We are not standing for this. We are not going to let him hang his this economy around our neck, and it is totally in his prerogative and his procedure to get something done on this. And we're going to make sure that we work together with the president, that he is not going to be able to crash our economy.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. And again, we appreciate you. We've been taking time. We've been following this breaking news, and we need to get back to that. But we will definitely get you back on very soon, Congressman.
Thank you so much, Todd. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Congressman Mark Alford, look, we've got some new information, and this is a pretty serious situation in Atlanta. The Atlanta police telling people to shelter in place. If you're in the Midtown, downtown area, an active shooter is on the loose. This is believed to have happened at Northside Hospital, an urgent care facility. The Atlanta police saying anyone in the area is asked to secure their building and shelter in place. Anyone not in the area is to stay away. Now, they have just released some pretty sketchy photos of an individual who looks to have some sort of a backpack. He is armed. The guy has a white mask on, and it looks as though some sort of a hoodie. So we'll try to, we're going to post those images up on our website. We have a lot of Atlanta listeners, and we want to make sure you folks are safe, but a pretty serious situation right now in the Midtown Atlanta area. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to your phone calls in just a moment, so hang tight. Again, our phone number, 844-747-8868. It's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? New tennis-sensitive care pads are the first bladder weakness pads enriched with our skin comfort formula. 100% breathable material in combination with the skin-friendly layer is designed to be soft on intimate skin. And as always, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture, dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance, tennis-sensitive care pads with skin comfort formula, available online and in stores now.
All right, folks, welcome back. to the Todd Starnes radio program. And again, this breaking news out of Atlanta we've been following, an active shooter, pretty serious situation. Police, and by the way, we have the story video up at toddstarnes.com right now for you to look at. The suspect photograph, Atlanta police telling people shelter in place no matter where you are in the downtown or midtown area and to secure your building. So be sure to listen to your local radio stations for any updates there. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. A lot of you folks wanting to weigh in on the stories of the day. Let's go to Webb in Maine, listening to us on WLOB. Hi, Webb, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Yeah, first of all, I think Michelle Obama, if we're still America, will be pretty easy to beat if we start pointing out what they don't want you to say. If you remember, there was a Chinese conference and Barack and Michelle went. She wore a red dress and they played this song that was very making fun of America, and they clapped. So the point is, if we point out that she's a closet communist, if we're still America, we wouldn't want to vote for that.
Well, just remember, Webb, back when her husband got nominated, that was the first time in her life that she was actually proud to be an American.
Yep, all those things, bring them up again. And then one more quick point. If you'll remember in the news, it was an obscure story, and I only heard it once. The Chinese are cracking down on men who think they're girls. This might well be a campaign that they're helping promote to soften us.
Could be. I mean, and that's the whole point of TikTok, right? So there's a lot of weird stuff going on there, and maybe it's propaganda. I don't know. But I'm telling you, Webb, it's having a significant impact on what's happening in the military right now. Appreciate that call, and thank you for listening to us, Webb. Always good to hear from our friends from WLOB. All right. You got to hear this audio. So here in the Memphis area, we've been faced with a lot of the shootings, right? So now our city council, which is nonpartisan, but we sort of know who the Republicans and the Democrats are. Well, just about everybody on that city council in Memphis is now calling for the confiscation of guns. Let me say this again. The city council in progressive Memphis, Tennessee, wants to go door to door and confiscate guns. Now, you might be saying, well, Todd, there's a state law in the books that would prevent that from happening. Well, the city leaders believe that under the charter of the city, they have a right to take away anything they deem to be an assault weapon. They also want to outlaw permitless carry. So I'm going to play some audio from a city councilman who is also a doctor in town. His name is Jeff Warren, and he is a progressive radical, and he's one of the ones leading the charge here to go door to door and get your guns cut number 8.
We as a home rule city have the authority, or at least we're authorized by our charter, to try to protect our citizens' health and well-being. And if the state's not doing it, then we have to step up and try.
No, well, you know what? The city is responsible for protecting the well-being of the citizens by having enough police officers on the streets. But unfortunately, they hate the police. And so they're not giving the police the resources they need to patrol our streets. Cut number 9.
Hopefully we'll see a ban on automatic weapons, a ban on open carry, a ban on cardless carry. If you have a gun in the city, you need to have a license. You need to be trained.
And then he goes on to talk about Tennessee's gun laws that are on the books that are more than enough to make sure that bad guys aren't doing bad things. But again, bad people are going to do bad things no matter what. Cut number 10.
What's good for 97 other counties is not right for us. And we're being abandoned by the current laws, and we're bleeding for it. It's a public health emergency.
All right. There you go. Public health emergency. What did we tell you? That the government was going to use public health emergencies to grab your guns. And that's what they're trying to do in Memphis. And they announced it yesterday at the city council meeting. So here's what's about to happen. They're going to be knocking on the doors of every law-abiding gun owner. And if you've got whatever, and I don't know what they consider to be an assault weapon. It seems to me all of them are, right? I mean, you want them there. I mean, the whole point is somebody is coming into your house in the dark of night. Somebody is trying to hurt you, and you have a gun. That gun, you will use that gun, fire a bullet, and that will be assaulting that person. Even though you're legally allowed to carry that gun, the city council in Memphis, Tennessee, is going to try and take that gun away from you. Now, I'm just going to ask you a question here. It's a very simple question, and I want you to think about this. On Sunday here in Memphis, we had a popular hamburger place called Huey's. And if you're ever in town, it's worth a visit. Great burgers. So you've got these folks, there are people coming out after church. They're sitting down. They're eating their burger. All of a sudden, it sounds like Mogadishu outside. A police officer off duty came across a bunch of thugs that were trying to break into cars and steal cars. The officer identified himself. The bad guys turned around and opened fire. The police officer returned fire and hit one of them. People in that restaurant didn't know what was going on. They had no idea. But you know what? They dove for cover. Many of them, literally, they were hiding under tables. And many of them feared that those bad guys might be coming in and shooting up the restaurant. They had no idea. Nobody knew what was going to happen. Nobody knew. Now, my question is very simple. You're in that restaurant with your wife, your kids, your husband, your kids. Gunfire breaks out. You drop. You're hiding under that table. Do you believe, and would you feel safer knowing that you had a gun in your hands to defend yourself? Or a bottle of ketchup off of the table? Because in Memphis, Tennessee, the Republicans and the Democrats on the Memphis City Council believe you're better off defending your life and the lives of your children with a bottle of ketchup or another condiment on the table of your local restaurant. They want to take away your guns. Do not underestimate the power of these radical progressives to get your guns. And if they can do it in Memphis, Tennessee, they're going to do it in any other city in America. And again, we're in the South, allegedly. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, we're going to be talking to our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. He's going to drop by, has a few things to say. Also, we're going to get into the situation with Fox News and Tucker Carlson. And man, are they playing dirty. It is ugly. But, you know, it's very interesting. All of the stuff that's been leaking out of Fox, that they somehow thought this was going to be embarrassing to Tucker, right? But it turns out that a lot of people are saying, hey, yeah, Tucker's one of us. He's a regular Joe. So my question, are you put off by all of these leaks coming out of Fox? Does it reflect poorly on Tucker, or does it reflect poorly on Fox News Channel? We're also going to be keeping an update on this, keeping an eye on this story out of Atlanta. Terrible situation, but Atlanta PD says a gunman is on the loose somewhere in Midtown. Multiple people have been injured. Heavily armed officers patrolling the streets. We've got the story at ToddStearns.com. Also, we've got a photograph of the suspect. Got to check that out, too. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman when you sound and look just like a man. That kid Dylan is really killing. Bud Light in a way they hadn't planned. Stand by your trans. Who says he's now a female? He looks more like a she-male. The girl with something extra. Stand by your trans.
Say that on the radio.
Dylan needs more than makeup. He puts on all the blush he can. Stand by your trans.
All right, there you go. In the Todd Stearns Show Honky Talk, Jim Gossett, stand by your trans. I hope we can say that on the radio. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee, how about that intro?
I got to tell you, Todd, you're going to have to give me a minute. I've got to clean up some stuff. I just spewed Pepsi Zero all over my computer and my desk listening to that. That was brilliant. I'm not sure where you got it, but oh my gosh, that was great.
So Jim Gossett is one of our parody writers, and he crushes it and did a great job. And the guy's got some good singing skills too. Who knew? So, and we're the only talk radio program in America with our very own Honky Talk, and I thought you would appreciate that.
Well, it certainly is appropriate. I mean, you're based out of Memphis. It makes perfect sense.
There you go. Hey, Governor, we've got a lot going on in the culture war around America. And we were talking earlier about this restaurant in, of all places, California, where they stop and they perform the national anthem at noon. And folks are really upset about this. But the restaurant owner says, hey, you know what? Too bad. Go eat someplace else because we're doing the national anthem.
Love the story, and in part because if people know the background of Mission Barbecue, which, by the way, has phenomenal food. You and I are both barbecue aficionados. I think that's the way to put it.
True.
And we know the good versus the bad. Mission Barbecue is good stuff, but it was created by a veteran, and he wanted to do something where he could give back to veterans. So they do an enormous amount of charity work involving vets. It is unabashedly a patriotic owned business, and I just love it that the owner essentially told the people offended by the national anthem to go pound sand and do it quickly.
Yeah, it's a crazy world we're living in. You got that happening, and of course the Navy now coming out and announcing they're pulling a Dylan Mulvaney, and they've got a drag queen that they're using as a digital ambassador, and they believe this is going to reverse the trend on people not joining the military.
Yeah, this has got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life, and I've heard some pretty dumb ones lately. Bud Light really kind of gave the world a great idea not to do, and yet the Navy turns around and says, hold my Bud Light, and here they go, and they're going to have a drag queen because they somehow think that a young male full of testosterone wants to join the Navy so maybe he can be a drag queen. This is insane. People in the Pentagon have lost their minds, but what they're really losing, they're losing the ability to recruit people, and their goals for recruitment are down across the military service. And those geniuses can't figure out that their wokeness in the military is causing people to say, no, if I want to join the military, it's not so I can somehow be a part of some little diverse club and show how tolerant I am. It's because as the military's goal is, and this sounds harsh, but it's just the way it is to kill people and break things. And you don't do that if you're having drag queen story hour. I'm sorry, but it's beyond insane, and the Pentagon needs to be cleaned out with a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and a lot of the people that have stars on their shoulders need to be sent to the retirement home and told, you're no longer needed here. We need some people who understand the purpose of the military is not just to show how woke you are and how very inclusive you are. We need people who are willing to defend this country should, God forbid, we have to do it.
You know, Governor, when you go back to the Obama administration, it was pretty well reported at the time in conservative media. But one of the most dangerous things I think that Obama did was firing all of those rock solid conservative generals and military leaders and replacing them with this new generation of military leaders who have clearly embraced this woke agenda.
Yeah, if you look at the people like General Milley and Secretary of Defense Austin, you get the impression that these guys are where they are because they played the politics to get there, not because they were the very best military strategist and because they had worked their way up through combat, but they had worked their way up through compromising the principles that made the military great in order to kiss the right rear end of the right people in the political circle.
But at the end of the day, like you said, it really is about breaking things and killing people. We are on the verge of some serious, serious conflicts with China over Taiwan, whatever is happening over in Russia and Ukraine right now. And you have to imagine the folks over at China looking at us and saying, these people are a joke.
Yeah, if you're the Chinese military and you're thinking, okay, what is it we may have to face? And you think, okay, they may throw their purse at us. Oh, my gosh, that would be frightening. Or they might show up and not be able to run hard in high heels. Look, Todd, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm sure I am. But the point that is getting lost is that people join the military because they want to defend the United States of America. They're proud to wear the flag on their uniform, and it means something to defend their country. And that's a long tradition from the beginning of the founding of America. But when you now turn it into something and say, we want you to come because we need to have X number of lesbians, X number of transsexuals, need to have a certain quota of people who are non-binary, whatever that means, rather than just saying, I don't care if you're male or female, if you're willing to come do the job of defending this country, nothing else matters. That's what matters, your capacity to do it. And we've changed the rules into something that is ultimately dangerous for the people in a foxhole.
Yeah, we sure did. Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Governor, another story we were watching involves Congressman Matt Gaetz and his wife. They were at a wine festival down in South Walton Beach, the Wine and Food Festival. Some crazy lunatic woman goes up, throws a glass of wine at the congressman and starts cussing at him. And now she's been arrested, charged with assault and facing a $1,000 fine.
Yeah, I think, she thought she could just sip her wine and also throw some. Here's the problem. When you throw it at a federal official, member of Congress, it's a felony. So her little stunt, I'm sure she thought was going to make her cute and the people at her little get-together who would be nibbling cheese and sipping their wine would probably applaud her and go give her a big, pat on the back and hug in the neck. I don't think she anticipated she'd spend the night in jail, get charged with a felony, and to his credit, Congressman Gaetz is pressing charges and saying, I ain't letting this go. I'm glad he isn't, because the day that you start saying, oh, it wasn't a big deal, it was just a prank, the next thing somebody will throw will be a Molotov cocktail or a grenade. You just can't let this stuff keep happening. And I don't care if somebody threw wine at AOC. I'd say the exact same thing.
Same here, Governor. And you're right. They've made these rules, and we're gonna abide by the rules. And this woman deserves whatever's coming at her from a legal perspective. Let's talk about the show coming up this weekend on TBN. What you got cooking?
Well, this will sound familiar if someone on our show this weekend says, well, how's that working out for you? Because we've got Dr. Phil, who will be our guest. We'll be talking about some of the crazy stuff going on in the world. And, hey, Dr. Phil has seen it all, so I think it's going to be quite a fun show.
Oh, that is going to be a lot of fun. And, folks, that's this weekend. We have links to the governor's website and all of his platforms over at toddstarns.com. All right, Governor, good hearing from you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll do some Mission Barbecue and stand up for the national anthem someday.
I love it. All right, folks, Governor Mike Huckabee right there on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, that is good barbecue. If you're ever able to head over to a Mission Barbecue, great food there. Also, Bucky's. Believe it or not, they got a good brisket sandwich. I'm just saying. All right, we got to take a quick break here. We have been following the breaking news out of Atlanta. Police looking for an active shooter. What we're hearing is this actually took place inside the hospital office building in that complex. So no word on numbers of injuries or fatalities. Any of that information comes, we will pass that right along to you. 844-747-8868. We're going to the phone lines coming up next. All right, as promised, we've got some updated information to share with you. Atlanta police now saying one person, at least one person is dead. At least four other people have been shot. This is happening on West Peachtree Street. The gunman is still on the loose. They are searching for a man of dark complexion. So we don't know if that's all I can tell you is a man of dark complexion. We've got the photos. You can see it for yourself up on ToddStearns.com. Also just updated with new videos as well. But certainly a terrible situation in Midtown Atlanta. That transpired during the lunch hour. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Jason in Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. And Jason, what a crazy story down in Atlanta today.
Well, certainly. And the most important thing is if there was a lot more good guys with guns standing there, there'd be a lot more hesitation for the bad guy with a gun to do what he's doing right now.
Fair enough. And again, we don't know what sort of weapon was used, but if it was an AR, I mean, you're not going to have time to respond to that.
Well, I mean, I'd differ with you a little bit, but
okay,
you know, at least you'd slow him down.
Yeah. I mean, well, no doubt about that. I believe in the Second Amendment. I'm just saying the reality of it is, you know, somebody walks into your business, you're going to have exactly a split second, and that's hard. I mean, what are you going to do? So it's tough.
Jason. And going back to listening to your, I guess it was your councilman, the doctor, and he's calling for everyone to give up their weapons. Well, and then he says, well, we're going to, including automatic weapons. Well, you know, of course, I don't have any guns. They were all lost in a tragic boating accident when my boat sank. But if I did, I wouldn't be allowed to have a automatic weapon, period, dot the end.
Yeah. No, you're right. Look, this is absolute insanity. And they literally think, Jason, they literally think that the criminals are going to just say, oh, wow, I have to have a permit now? Oops, my bad. Or okay, I have to go to the police department and hand over my guns. They literally think the criminals are going to do that.
Or you can go online and even figure out a way to build one, including a 3D printed gun. It's all available.
Well, yes. I will say this. So yesterday, the shooting, and Jason, the police, or this happened at a TV station, the Fox 13 television affiliate. And so they released surveillance video of inside the building. And if you haven't seen it, and folks, I would encourage you to go check this out. So the television station is pretty fortified. You know, you have to ring the door. They have to open the door, and all glass. And then you have the security guards in the front lobby, and then further doors, you know, down to get into the newsroom. Jason, as soon as that gunman started shooting the door, guess what the security guards did?
Ducked.
They ran
the other way.
So that tells me they weren't armed. Otherwise, your security guard, your job, your sole job is to stay there, make sure that you're in a secure location, and shoot back at the bad guy trying to get into the building.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Well, you know, thank you, sir.
Jason, God bless you, and you sound like a great American patriot. Let's go to Kevin in North Carolina. And Kevin, what's going on with your wife now? She was in Atlanta?
Yes, my wife was in Atlanta. She's a Second Amendment attorney attending an Orchid Advisors conference. You can tell I'm a little nervous and upset.
What happened?
She's attending a conference where the FBI agents and ATF agents were teaching FFLs about compliance at a conference. at the corner of Piedmont and Peachtree. The conference ended today at 12:30. So this is steps away from where this took place. And I guess there's reports of unprecedented police presence there, and that may be partly because of the compliance conference and the ATF agents and FBI agents being on site. So, yeah, and my wife has a case at the Second Circuit right now, Gazzola versus Hochul. She was there.
Kevin, how is your wife? Is she okay?
She's a little shaken. Luckily, she just called me. She's 20 minutes away, just outside of the downtown area, but she couldn't believe it. She heard it on the radio, too, as she was driving, and she couldn't believe it. She was just right there, and she, for some reason, something told her to leave the conference early to get out of downtown.
Wow.
So
that's...
this is, yeah.
That's just that's unbelievable. I'm so glad your wife is okay. We have no word yet on where all of this took place, other than some sort of a hospital doctor's office facility, and we're watching images now coming in from television of just like you said, just tons and tons of ATF, FBI, and heavily armed police that are patrolling the streets looking for this guy right now.
Conference and the attendance of FBI agents and ATF department heads to speak with FFLs around the country about compliance can probably explain the heavy law enforcement presence there.
It could be. All right.
Yep. So we're fighting for the Second Amendment here in North Carolina.
Kevin, God bless you, and we're just so glad to know your wife is okay, and I know you'll be relieved when she gets back home to North Carolina. But what a crazy story. And again, folks, we had a caller, Kevin, and said his wife was down there and saw all the police presence and certainly some frightening scenes. If you could just imagine the lunch hour. And he is correct. There is a lot of police presence right now. All right. We'll keep you updated on that story. We're going to be taking your calls going into the next hour as well. Again, hang tight if you're on hold. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to get into this Tucker Carlson story. It is getting very ugly, and Fox is playing dirty. And we're going to explain how they're doing that. Kudos to Megyn Kelly for calling all of this out. Also, we're going to be taking your calls on the plan to take away guns in Memphis, Tennessee from law-abiding gun owners. The city council wants to ban, and I quote, all assault weapons. And that would mean going door to door. Would you allow the government to take away your guns? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Woo! Just had to run up the stairs. My apologies. But you know, when somebody brings you tacos, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean? Those were good tacos, too. All right. We got a lot going on today. Want to start out with this crazy story out of Atlanta, just to give you a brief update. And when we get new information, we will let you know. But right now, we understand it, at least one person is dead. At least three people have been hospitalized at a shooting at a hospital or an urgent care facility in Midtown Atlanta. So that's all we have right now. We have video up at toddstearns.com. There is a manhunt underway for the suspect, and we have photos of that individual. So if you are listening to us in the Atlanta area, you might want to go and check that out at toddstearns.com. All right. So we have another story we've been following, and this is in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco. Now, this is a city that has been ravaged ravaged by crime. It's horrible what's happened in San Francisco. Now, I know that a lot of you folks, you thought San Francisco was the land of fruits and nuts and granola and whatnot forever, and you would not be wrong. But it's still a beautiful town, beautiful culture, beautiful buildings, and really nice, friendly people. And I'm telling you, the good people of San Francisco, even the liberals, they don't deserve this because they've been run over by the leftists. And the leftists want to turn this beautiful town into a dystopian society, and they have. They have. So the latest information, Nordstrom, which is a high-end retailer, says they're going to be closing both of their downtown stores, including one in a luxury mall, which I've been to this mall many times back when I lived in Sacramento. I'd go over to San Francisco and we'd do shopping there. It's just a great area. Well, I started doing some research, and Nordstrom is not the only downtown business in San Francisco to shut down. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about Whole Foods. But there are at least two dozen businesses in the downtown corridor that are shutting down. Anthropology, Abercrombie & Fitch, Office Depot, you got Crate & Barrel, The Gap. Is that still a thing, The Gap? I mean, that used to be really a cool place to shop. So, all right, Ben Dieter, who is filling in today on this, he says, yes, that's still a thing. So anyway, Nordstrom's released a statement, and they're blaming the shutdowns on what they call, quote, a changing dynamic in downtown. Now, I did a little bit of research, and I actually looked up the definition of changing dynamic in downtown. And basically, that means business owners are tired of people dropping their pants and crapping in the middle of the street. That's what that means. Crime is insane. People are literally dropping their pants and going poop in the middle of the roads. You can't even take your kid to the park because you got the needles. Can you imagine? You take the kid on the merry, or the, what do they call that? Not the Ferris wheel, the merry-go-round thing, and you're turning them around and around and around, and the kids fly off. That's what we used to do back when I was a kid. And instead of landing in the mulch or whatever, or the plastic, you know, it's all very safe and sanitized, these playgrounds. And all of a sudden, the poor kid lands on a hypodermic needle. Nobody wants that. You don't want your kid coming down with some sort of a god-awful disease. By the way, back when I was a kid and you had the playgrounds, we had the metal slides. It was like 300 degrees Fahrenheit in the summertime. And you know what? You enjoyed it. You went down it in your shorts and you enjoyed it. When you got thrown off the merry-go-round, you landed on pavement, for crying out loud. Today's kids are just so weak. So weak. What have we done to our children, America? Unbelievable. Monkey bars? Are you even allowed to have monkey bars in the playground, or is that like racially offensive now? Back when I was growing up, we had the monkey bars. And you know what? They were old, and they were rusty, and you got cut. And you would go home crying to your mom, and she would, like, put dirt on it and tell you to go back outside and play. But nowadays, they'd call in, I don't know, DHS. Well, that's the wrong federal department, but you know what I'm talking about. All right, where were we? Oh, yes, San Francisco. So they've turned this beautiful city into a filthy wasteland. And not to mention the homeless encampments ever. They spend $20 million a year cleaning up feces. So the progressive Democrats, it's all their fault. And this is happening in city after city after city. It's what's happening right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And what do they want to do? They want to take away guns from law-abiding Americans. So the only people doing good business right now in San Francisco are the people who own the U-Haul franchise, because they're getting the heck out of there. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones here. We'll start in Memphis. Carrie, listening to us on KWAM. Carrie, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, they're saying they want to require you to get a concealed carry permit here in the city of Memphis. Well, when I say I have a concealed carry permit, I'm not talking about that little card that issued by the state. I'm talking about something that starts with the right of the people to be secured in persons, houses, papers, and effects. I'm talking about the Fourth Amendment. That's the concealed carry permit I refer to.
Well, look, we have a right to bear arms, and I don't recall in the Constitution saying that the government has a right to regulate your right to bear arms.
No, but I do recall shall not be infringed, which the government, which says the historical context says the government shall not regulate.
Kerry, it's a great point, and I want to get your reaction to this city councilman. I'm going to play this audio for our listeners. This is city councilman Dr. Jeff Warren, cut number 9.
Hopefully we'll see a ban on automatic weapons, a ban on open carry, a ban on cardless carry. If you have a gun in the city, you need to have a license. You need to be trained.
There you go, Kerry. I mean, that sounds to me like a door-to-door gun grab.
Well, let me make one other statement. Okay, councilman, I didn't shoot up the TV station downtown. Why are you taking my guns for something I didn't do, for something somebody else done? And you know, that's like the teacher in school who punishes one child with the complete knowledge that another child actually done the misdeed.
It's a fair point, Kerry, and I appreciate that call. And Kerry's got a point there. Why are we punishing all the law-abiding gun owners? That makes absolutely no sense to me. But anyway, that's the situation here in Memphis where now, and we tried to tell people this was going to happen, and people are, Todd, this is the South. This is Memphis, Tennessee. They're not going to allow, no, there's no way that they're going to try to take away anybody's guns here. That's just silly. This isn't New York City. No, this is to the left of New York City. That's what this is. All right, let's go to Matt in North Carolina, the talk station. Hi, Matt. What say you?
Hello, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm good, Matt. What's on your mind?
I was telling Ben, your call screener for today, I'm glad I don't live in Memphis. And now, due to your show, I'm glad I don't live in Atlanta, New York, New Jersey, where I'm from, where my brother told me, now you're required to run and hide in your house if someone breaks in. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Not happening with me, buddy.
No, I hear you, Matt. And a lot of people feel like you do. I mean, you want to be able to live in these beautiful communities. Atlanta is a beautiful town. The commute's horrible. But that's good for us in the radio business because people can listen to you on the radio. But I digress. But again, San Francisco, beautiful city, beautiful people. And until people wake up and they get engaged in the political process and say, you know what, we're tired of this nonsense. We're tired of our cities looking like dystopian societies. Until that happens, you know, you get what you vote for. Matt, appreciate that call. Let's go to Joe, in North Carolina, wants to talk about Governor Huckabee. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
How are you, Mr. Starnes?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good. I'm a regular listener. I just wanted to know if you could handle a mild rebuke over that last segment.
Well, rebuke away, Joe. That's what the radio show's for.
I mean this with respect. You guys, either one and many other talking heads that speak about this and claim the issue, really don't know what you're talking about. And it isn't helpful, nor is it Christ-like. These people, and I have personal knowledge, have a pain so deep that they will do what is insane. And we caused it. These are our children. This is happening on our watch. So the attacks on kids and the attacks on, you know, people that are transitioning or thinking about transitioning, they're picking this up in our schools, listening to music that we allow. These shootings are coming from games that we invest in and give to them as gifts. We must not point the finger at the speck in another's eye to be Christ-like and not look at ourselves.
Okay, so I'm feeling the rebuke, Joe, but I'm not understanding why. So how is this my fault that somebody is transgender?
I I didn't say it was your fault. You have a platform to speak.
No, but you said you wanted to rebuke me about that, which I'm happy to do. I was just wondering why was I being rebuked?
I'm a faithful listener, and you have a platform, and I would say the same thing to almost everyone that I have heard in the last 6 months on this issue. It's just, and I'm talking about conservative voices. I'm talking about.
I'm trying to understand where you're coming from here, Joe. And again, this is sincere. I'm not, mocking you. I'm just trying to understand. So you don't think we should be playing songs like, what is it? The Stand By Your Trans.
Hell no.
All right. Well, you can't say hell. That's kind of a naughty word.
It's all in the Bible, and I mean it in the same thing.
Yeah, but you know what's not in the Bible? It's trans. That's not in the Bible.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is.
What page?
Yeah,
I've got my Bible. What page is that on?
Read Romans 1, 18 through 31.
I'm not seeing the word transgender in there.
Joe,
I'm just trying to understand. So you don't think we should be talking about this? Is that it?
I think we should have, we should know what's going on. We should realize that a lot of these kids are being indoctrinated at a very early age. They're spinning the wheel on gender in kindergarten and talking about, the drag show queen that came by. We're allowing this. And I know that there's been pushback.
I'm not allowing it. Joe, look, I get blowback from Christians because I'm actually telling people, hey, wake up, this is happening in your school. Wake up, this is happening in your public library. Wake up, this is happening in your church house. And I get calls and emails from Christians who say, you need to stop talking about that. So because if you're talking about it, you're giving exposure to it, and we want it to go away. Well, Joe, I got news for folks. This is not going away. And the reason why we are in a situation we are in right now in this country from a cultural and moral perspective is because so many people have ignored the problem. We've been talking about transgenderism on this radio program since we started, which was well over 5 years ago. So, Joe, I appreciate the call, and you sound like a very sincere person. But again, we're going to keep talking about these issues. And the left, they are shoving this down our throats, shoving it down our throats. Anyway, here's a little taste of our buddy Jim Gossett down at the Todd Starn Show Honky Tonk.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
The pantyhose ride up. You got to wear those high heels. It's tough.
When you sound and look just like a man, that kid Dylan is really killing, but lighting away. They hadn't planned. Stand by your trans. Who says he's now a female? He looks more like a she-male. The girl with something extra. Stand by your trans.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. And just again, to give you an update on this breaking news out of Atlanta, They're saying one person dead, three others are shot, and they're actually being treated, we understand, in the hospital there where this shooting occurred. So anyway, the gunman's still on the loose, and that's about all the information we have at this moment. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to play some audio. This is from a fired Fox producer talking about Tucker Carlson brokering who would be the next Speaker of the House. Cut one, please.
I mean, they believed that he could broker who was Speaker, House Speaker. He wanted to do that live on air, but Kevin McCarthy said no.
What do you mean he wanted to do that live on air?
His plan was to have Kevin McCarthy come on the show, according to Justin Welles revealed this grand plan to us. Tucker, a few days earlier, had sort of set some terms for McCarthy, which included this church kind of committee that he said about, I think this was about January 5th, so about January 2nd, mm-hmm. he said, you should have this church committee. So fast forward to January 5th, they start asking me to book McCarthy on the show that night. I had worked with him a lot when I was at Sunday Morning Futures and had a relationship with his team. That afternoon, Justin came in and he said, here's the plan. Tucker's going to first have Kevin on, hear him beg and grovel. Then we'll bring in Matt Gaetz, and Matt Gaetz will then kind of set his terms. Then Tucker will set his terms that McCarthy has to agree to.
Tucker Carlson had terms that McCarthy
had terms. And we're going to make this whole thing happen on air and save the Republican Party. Now, fortunately, for McCarthy's sake, he said no. But he did call Tucker the next day from his office with Representative Thomas Massie and had agreed to some of Tucker's terms, according to a text that Tucker had sent me. And he said that was a win.
All right. And that's a former producer at Fox. So we'll get into more of that in just a moment. Some breaking news from Washington. Congressman James Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley have revealed the existence of an FBI record alleging then-Vice President Joe Biden engaged in a bribery scheme with a foreign national. This is according to a whistleblower, and they've got the goods. They've got the information, the FBI records. Oh, this is going to be a blockbuster. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Let's go to the phones. Linda in North Carolina wants to weigh in. Hi, Linda. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking, Linda.
I am calling in to rebuke the man who rebuked you because I don't think he knew what he was talking about because I didn't understand him either. But I would like to educate him if I could, please.
Please.
Between him and CNN and a few other people, they used the Bible to say that there were transgenders in the Bible. There were not. They look at the word eunuch and say, well, that's a transgender. No, the guy did not ask to be transgender. He was castrated, and the reason was so that he could work around women, not so that he could be a woman. And I really resent people to say, oh, we don't need to be talking about this because, oh, it's just terrible to be talking about transgenders and these people. Excuse me, we do need to talk about them. We do need to know what's going on. We do need to fight up against them. This is not biblical, and this is not something that we need to deal with. They want to have their LGBT, whatever, and transgenders, that's up to them, but don't attack our children and don't attack our families and don't attack our Christian agenda. We want people to know that all these things are wrong, and they are not in the Bible. And that's all I have to say, Todd.
Well, Linda, no, I hear you. I remember as a child, people would ask me about the BLT people. I always thought it was a sandwich. I had no idea. I got the words jumbled up there. But well, I support BLTs. A little extra mayo on the side. I don't know. You know, Linda, the sad thing here is that the church is to blame for a lot of this because they haven't wanted to talk about some of these very difficult topics that need to be discussed. And now you've got these small town libraries that are hosting the drag queen story times. You have this radical agenda even being shoved down the throats in small towns and communities in the public schools here because a lot of good and decent church folk didn't want to talk about the issues.
Right. You know, people back down because they just don't understand or they don't want to understand. And that's not right. You educate yourself. Educate yourself if you want to go up against somebody. Don't go up against them not knowing and just kind of saying something. But if you don't understand what the Bible says, then you better get back into the Bible and start reading it.
There you go.
And
there you go.
All people, like you said, the church, they bow down. They're like, Jesus loves everyone. Jesus does love everyone. But just remember the sins that Jesus hates, too.
There you go. Linda, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. All right. I want to go back to this story that just broke from Washington, where you have Congressman James Comer, Senator Chuck Grassley. They say a whistleblower claims there is a document, and this document is pretty explosive. I want to read to you from the Fox story, a whistleblower alleging the FBI and the Justice Department are in possession of a document that describes a criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. The document from the whistleblower includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed, as well as its purpose. The document is an FBI-generated FD-1023 form and allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions. I believe we call that in the real world a bribery. James Comer issued a subpoena today. We believe the FBI possesses an unclassified internal document that includes very serious and detailed allegations implicating the current president of the United States. What we don't know is what, if anything, the FBI has done to verify these claims or investigate further. Comer says it also raises concerns then Vice President Biden engaged in a bribery scheme with a foreign national. The congressman goes on to say the American people need to know if President Biden sold out the United States to make money for himself. And we've got to get to the bottom of that one, folks. I mean, this is believable. It is absolutely believable. They're rummaging around Mar-a-Lago in Melania Trump's unmentionables drawer while you got Joe Biden out there making tons of money while selling out his own country. And that ought to really irritate a lot of folks. So we'll see how this goes. And we'll be getting the congressman on to talk about these allegations. All right, let's go to the phones. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Patty, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, it's me. You know me. I am so mad. I wasn't going to call, but when I hear these bleeding hearts calling you saying, well, Donald Trump said this bad about this woman. And who is dissing women? Is the Biden administration. They're throwing all these women under the bus for transgenders. Okay? Donald Trump says something. You know, Donald Trump's going to be Donald Trump. You know that. Now, let me tell you something. If anybody, look what's going on Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden don't even acknowledge he's got a daughter. This family is so nasty. They're nasty, corrupt, and I hope they get their day in court.
Patty, let me ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot here. So,
sure.
You dress up, you put on you fix the hair, the makeup, you buy the nice dress, the shoes. Why do ladies do that? Why do they go to all that trouble? And I know when I worked at Fox News, you know, they had to slap makeup on me, and it took them a while to get me looking presentable on TV. So, I mean, why do the ladies do that? Why do they take all that time to look that way?
Todd, you know what? I'm telling you, I was married for a long time, and my husband hated women. He hated women that wore all that. He liked just a simple, you know what I mean? Men really don't like that. Men don't like that.
I'm with you. The ladies, they don't need to wear a lot of the makeup and stuff. But the point I was trying to get to, Patty, is when all these young girls are getting gussied up and they're going out for a night out on the town, the reason why they wear the short skirts and they put on the hair and the makeup, whatever, because they want to be noticed. You know, they want guys to notice them.
Of course. But a guy, I'm telling you right now, a man would rather take just a simple, you know, no hardly any makeup on home to mommy than the one that looks like, you know, she's walking the street.
Dylan Mulvaney or a sidewalk Sally.
What I want to really bring up is about Trump with going on CNN. I think that's great. I think he would go out there. He's not going to be shaking hands with air. No cheat sheets. At least he's not in the basement saying it. I think it's great. I think CNN is going to, I'm getting the popcorn out.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great, I love it. I can't wait. It's going to be must watch TV. I don't feel bad for Fox, but they're going to get crushed in the ratings on that night. Guarantee it.
Yeah, leave Tucker alone because I know you know who I'm talking about. It's that Brigati, the girl.
Oh, yeah.
The one that's doing all. She's bringing all that. She is the one that's leaking everything.
The Godfather. She's the Godfather. Yes.
Thank you so much.
She'll cut you down, I tell you. All right, Patty, good hearing from you. But that being said about Trump, I mean, you know, Trump admires women, right? And I think a lot of women, and Patty, I think, was going to get around to this, but I think a lot of women appreciate that. You know, they want men to recognize, they look nice. I mean, this was a normal thing at one time in American history, but now it's like, oh, you can't say that. You can't say that woman looks good or that woman looks like a wallflower. I'm just saying, I'm going to get in trouble. All right, I got to play this audio. Senator J.D. Vance out of Ohio has a warning for Fox News. You know, they're going after the MAGA base. They are. I mean, that's Fox News. They don't like you. They don't like you, America First people, watching their channel. They want you to go someplace else. I recommend Newsmax. Here's Senator Vance, cut number 16.
But if they decide to try to go to war against the base of the Republican Party, they're going to alienate their audience, and they're not going to acquire like CNN and MSNBC viewers in the process. They're never going to go to Fox News. So I don't know what the editorial decisions are being made at Fox, but I hope that they stay loyal to the base of the movement that actually made them such a successful business in the first place. We'll see if that actually happens in the next few weeks.
I don't think it is. They don't care. They don't care. They were doing a couple of things by getting rid of Tucker Carlson and Dan Bongino. And what was that? They were sending a message to the rest of the staff. If we can do it to our top moneymakers, we can do it to you. You're going to get in line. You're going to follow what we tell you to follow. You're going to say what we tell you to say. So now it's like a dictatorship over there. And if that's what they want to do, all right, I get it. I don't think that's the way to go. But now you've got all these leaks coming out. And Patty mentioned their media relations department, they are ruthless. And Megyn Kelly was talking about this, and she said they're out to destroy Tucker, out to destroy him. Well, what do you think about the new guy, Lawrence Jones? Is that his name? Lawrence Jones. He's in this week for Tucker. And the ratings have been a dud, down to almost a million. So keep in mind, there were 3 million viewers when Tucker was there, down to a million, and now even Sean Hannity's show is starting to suffer. They say his numbers are down by half. They actually pick up a little bit when Laura comes on. And then Gutfeld, you know, Gutfeld's got good numbers anyway. By the way, can I just say something about this? Just a fascinating, fascinating story. They've got the writer's strike going on in Hollywood, and they have canceled all of the late night comedy shows. And I thought, well, why would they do that? And it turns out that the comedians aren't really writing their own stuff. They actually have large, giant staffs of people that are writing all of their jokes. So it's bad enough that Jimmy Kimmel is not even funny, but Jimmy Kimmel is hiring people to make sure he's not funny. What kind of a moron does that? I mean, how sad do you have to be if you're a comedian and somebody else is writing your material? You know, a lot of people in the conservative world, and I am not naming names. It's not a fight I want to have, but I'm just telling you, by and large, most of the people who are conservatives and have a book out do not write a single sentence in their book. They just don't. They have ghostwriters, and those ghostwriters write these books. They want to get on the New York Times bestseller list because they host a primetime show at Fox or a morning time show at Fox. And, you know, good for them. Me, I'm not like that. One of my publishers tried to get me to do that, but the writer said, I mean, you know, I'm a little bit unique in how I write. And nobody really knows how to use Jeezaloo or Sweet Mercy or smoking a pork butt correctly in a sentence. And I think that you folks would know by the first end of the first sentence, you would know whether or not a book I wrote was actually written by a ghostwriter. And so that's why I write my own books. And so shame on Jimmy Kimmel and whoever that was, Jimmy Fallon. And I don't know who's on the, I don't know. I stopped watching after what Jay Leno went away. And remember back when David Letterman was funny and clean shaven. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, so our good buddy Paul Shanklin, who is our chief parody guru here on the Todd Stern's radio program, issued me a dare on text message. He said, Todd, what you ought to do instead of, like, you know, writing a book is do an AI version. Just have AI, artificial intelligence, write your book. So during the commercial break, I logged into this, what is it, ChatGPT? Ah, there you go. And I said, write a Todd Stern's column. That's what I said, write a Todd Stern's column. And then I get this message. As an AI language model, I do not have personal opinions or beliefs. And I do not have the ability to generate content on a specific topic of my own. However, that piqued my interest. However, I can provide you with a sample column in the style of conservative commentator Todd Starnes. And here, and it did. It was amazing. Here's the title of my column. Liberal indoctrination runs amok in schools across America. Okay, I don't say amok. But that's a good headline, actually. This is the opening line. Friends, we are living in a time when our schools are under attack from liberal indoctrination like never before. Children are being brainwashed with leftist propaganda and anti-American sentiments, and it's time for parents to take a stand. Man, that Starnes is a good writer. Holy crap. And it's not just happening in California. Wow, I really do say that a lot, don't I? Okay, I'm a little freaked out right now. Let's go to the phones. Anna in Georgia. Anna, what's going on?
Hi, John. I have a question for you.
All right, I'll do my best to answer, or we'll let AI do it.
You know, I read a story recently that the money that George Soros has put into different corporations, and a lot of them are news companies, and yeah, like $31 billion might have been more than that. But do you think maybe he might have gotten a Fox?
Could be, Anna. It's hard to say. You know, Lachlan Murdoch and his brother James are Fox haters. They don't like the product at all. Their wives hate the product. And so one of the reasons could be very simple. They want to make their wives happy. What's the old saying, Anna? Happy wife, happy life.
Happy
right.
Life.
Yeah, there you go. It could be as simple as that. So I don't think there's anything nefarious. I don't think there's some sort of a vast left-wing conspiracy here. I think it's something very simple. I think they were very concerned about the Tucker Carlson text messages leaking out and it reflecting poorly on the network. But honestly, all the stuff I've seen so far, it's, you know, eh, okay. It's not what I would have texted, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Anna. All right. Appreciate the call. Oh, I actually did ask AI, why is Fox firing conservatives? They said, I'm sorry, but I would need more information to give you a specific answer. Well, that's why I'm writing you, AI. Come on. Oh, well. Well, that's just creepy. But you know what? The column was kind of ho-hum because it didn't have my Jesus-a-loos in there. It didn't have any sweet mercies. Nothing like that. I mean, that's kind of boring, right?
At least you are on AI. Todd, I looked you up. They have you. You just type in Todd Starnes and they want to talk about you.
Wait,
not
what?
Many people. I typed in my name, Ben Dieter, and they said he's not a celebrity or famous.
So wait, I'm in AI, so they knew who I am.
They're tracking you.
You see, I don't
they've been tracking you.
I've been tagged like one of those cars in New York City with the Apple thing.
They have all the goods on you.
Wow, that's crazy. All right. Wow. Well, they got that wrong. Starnes was reportedly fired from Fox. That's not true.
And
we were in contract negotiations. Come on, AI.
And they go on to say you are making inappropriate comments to your colleagues at Fox.
Really?
That's not true.
Wait,
someone
what?
Needs to correct AI.
Oh, come on. Come on. It was that one time about Megyn Kelly, but she laughed. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, AI. Jeez, Lou. All right, we got to get out of here. And I'm going to go back to a typewriter. I don't trust these laptops. All right, be good, America. We'll see you tomorrow.